Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line here tonight, this very special Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live with me, Derek J.
And Rich Paul.
And Rich, yesterday was a special 420 event, 420, a pot holiday, and you were doing something very special. I'd like to talk about that. Of course, this is the show where you can talk about anything you want. So feel free to disagree with we, the hosts. But, Rich, I think you were doing something pretty amazing yesterday at the State House. We touched on it a little bit on yesterday's episode of Free Talk Live. But why don't you fill us in?
Well, pretty much we went out. We had about 60 people, and we went out in pouring rain yesterday. So it was really only the diehards who showed up. But we went out there and we smoked weed on the steps of the state house, and we talked to the passing state reps, and we sang some songs to the legislature, and basically had a good old time.
Chris Cantwell also joins us in studio. And were you present at the Smoke Down Pro, or what was it called? Rich, the official title of this event.
The title of the event was Demand Repeal on the State House Lawn.
So were you present for this special event?
I sure was, and it was a great event. I had a lot of fun.
What were some of your initial reactions? Have you been to one of these in the past?
I went to one when I first got here in 2012. And so this was my second one. I didn't go in 2013 or 2014. I had been out in New York and traveling around. But this was my second time there. It was a pretty good turnout considering the weather. When I went in 2012, the weather was much better. And we got to go inside the state house in 2012 and sing inside the legislature, which was a riot. We didn't get to do that this time because we tried to go in just after 5 o'clock when they had closed the doors.
Oh.
Damn lazy potheads.
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, it on one hand, going in was a good idea. On the other hand, if they're physically going to try to stop you, that's not the peaceful way to protest. So,
more on that, but first to the phones and the fun. Brody is calling from Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Brody?
Yeah, hey, is he in there tonight or is he not there?
He is not present this evening. It's Derek J., Rich Paul and Chris Cantwell. What's on your mind, Brody?
All right. Well, I don't know what your guys' opinion is. It's I heard Ian made a statement last week on one of the shows, but what I was calling about is he seemed to think that if you hire a hitman, that's somehow a criminal act, and I tend to disagree with that.
Oh, okay. Why do you disagree with that?
Well, I don't think. The reason I disagree with it is giving someone goods or services is not in and of itself a criminal act. Also, I don't know what you guys think, but I don't think asking someone to kill someone is criminal, or asking someone to go steal something for you or hurt someone is criminal in and of itself. So I don't see how paying someone makes it any different.
Well, the issue here is contracts, right? I mean, if that's not a criminal act, then basically contracts go out the window altogether. If you hire someone to do something on your behalf, he acts as your agent. He's carrying out your will. He is you. He is the blunt instrument. He is the weapon. So, I mean, the entire principle of contracts is that you can hire someone to act as your agent. You're responsible for the actions of your agent. If you hire a hitman and he goes out and ends somebody's life, I mean, there might be a good reason for you to do that. I mean, you might have a good reason to end somebody's life, at which point it wouldn't be murder. But if you go out and hire a hitman to go murder some innocent person, that hitman is acting as your agent. You're responsible for his actions.
And I have two issues with that. First of all, that seems to take away free will because that person is acting of their own volition.
I'm not implying that they're not acting on their own volition, right? You're hiring them to go do something. But like, let's say if you come into my store, right, and I have employees working there, and one of my employees hauls off and punches you in the face. you're going to file a lawsuit, and you might name the employee, but you're most likely going to name my point, my place of business as well, because I probably have the deeper pockets as the business owner, and I do incur a degree of responsibility when I hire people to work for me, do I not?
I don't think so. As far as my understanding is, you have the only ones who have legal responsibility in a business are supervisors, because they actually have legal authority to make legal decisions for the business.
Multiple people, though, can have moral responsibility for the same act. If two men carry between them a box of explosives, they're both responsible for that act. The same is true, I believe, of the man who paid them to do that, especially if they didn't know. If a hitman is not responsible for his acts, then the question becomes, does that apply, or I'm sorry, if the person who hires a hitman is not responsible for those acts, and I believe that he and the hitman would both be responsible for those acts, then you could commit the perfect crime by hiring somebody, for example, to move a box for you. Well, you know there are explosives in the box, but he doesn't. So
right.
He's not culpable for it because he didn't know, and you're not culpable for it because you didn't physically do it. It's the perfect crime. So I think you have to exclude that concept from your system of justice.
Yeah, that just wouldn't seem right. Hey, Brody, I'm curious. Why did this come up on your mind? I know you said that Ian said something about hiring a hitman. Can you envision a situation where hiring a hitman is the right thing to do? Anyone?
Well, I mean, before I answer that question, you said two things that I want to address first. First of all, again, do you think asking someone to kill someone is makes you a criminal?
If you ask them to do it and you have a reasonable belief that they will do it, then yes. If you ask them to do it in a joking context or knowing that they lack the means or opportunity, or believing that they lack the means of opportunity, then I would say no. But if you ask somebody to do it and you expect them to do it, then yes, you bear a responsibility for what they did, I believe.
Well, anybody could just deny that they expected them to do it then.
Well, they could deny it, but there might be other indications. For example, if I ask you to kill somebody and give you $10,000, that's an indication that I intend to and expect to get my money's worth, or then I would have to go out and hire another hitman for you. So,
so you say $10,000. What about a dollar?
Generally, a dollar is sufficient to conclude a contract, and that's really what we're looking for here.
Well, and then what about the
although a contract does require that something of value be exchanged on both sides generally. So the argument could be made that if you didn't pay for it, that it wouldn't be a contract. But I don't know. I think if you go say, hey, go kill that guy, and somebody says, oh, I'll do that out of personal loyalty, then he's getting some kind of payoff out of that, or he wouldn't be facing, you know, willing to face those repercussions.
Yeah, and that seems like a really slippery slope to me, because there seems to be too much ambiguity myself. And as to the contract issue, I don't think anyone would believe a killer contract against somebody who didn't deserve it would be actually a valid contract.
Well, but look, let's say you hire somebody to do some kind of business for you, right? You hire someone to go and sell your widgets, right? And so you give him the widgets, and he goes out on the street in your like widget vending truck and says widgets for sale, and he goes out and sells the widgets, and then he comes back and says, well, I sold the widgets and I kept the money. Well, it's perfectly legal for you to give him widgets, right? But you didn't give him widgets. You made a contract. You made an agreement for him to act as your agent, as your seller. So when he goes out and conducts those transactions with people, he's acting as your agent. He's not acting entirely autonomously, right? I mean, it's a situation where you expect something in return for what you've given, no?
Well, yeah, but he's not committing a crime.
All right, very interesting call. Thank you for it, Brody. You can also dial in and take control, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. When is it appropriate to hire a hitman? Is it ever?
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free call-in line. You can also dial in on Skype, username lrn.fm. You usually sound a lot better when you call in that way. We're talking with Rich Paul and Chris Cantwell about hiring a hitman, and we'll talk to you as well. But first, ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, bitcoins, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money service business. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. And we return to the phones and the fun. Virgil is on the line via Skype. Hey, Virgil.
Good evening, Derek. It sounds like you, right?
This is Derek J. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. So I'm so happy to call in tonight. And I assume Christopher Canwell is there as well?
I'm with you, Virgil.
So last evening, and I think you may have been on the show last evening as well, if I'm not mistaken, Derek.
Yes.
A guy called in and he said he was accused of being a misogynist. Do you remember that call?
Yeah. And I thought he kind of was at the beginning, but he had some good reasons.
Yeah, that's true. But I've been accused of being one as well in the last few days. And I've even been compared to Christopher Canwell. Apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's outrageous. And apparently Chris and I, we are destroying the movement. Him and I, single-handedly.
Well, welcome to the club. We've all been destroying the movement for a long time together, and we're glad to have you on board.
I'm so happy to be on board. But what happened really quick, what transpired a few days ago, I authored an article called 12 Reasons Why Libertarian Women Cannot Get a Good Libertarian Guy. And it was, the title is inflammatory a little bit, I know, but I thought he was a fairly, half funny, half serious article. And it was mostly written in a response, as a response to an article written by a self-labeled, feminist young lady whom I'm actually in friendly terms with. We're friends. And she thought it was funny. She didn't make anything of it. But apparently over the last few days, it has developed into this mass hysteria in the movement. So I'm kind of calling to take Chris's thoughts on this. I'm just curious what he thinks, because I've been compared with him, and now I kind of, almost have to follow in his footsteps. So,
well, we had spoken about this on Facebook a little bit. You sent me some screenshots of people actually like implying that you should be killed for writing this.
Oh my!
Right.
And I got tagged in a post by a demo that he was getting unfriended and blocked by people for his mutual friendship with you and I. And it seems to me that these people, we are not ruining the movement, sir. Okay. The first bullet point in your article was you're a feminist. Was the reason that the women couldn't get a good libertarian guy, right?
And that would do it.
That is what's going to trigger the left-wing entryists into this movement into a full-on feeding frenzy to try to end your career, okay?
Right.
Because they have gone almost completely unimpeded throughout this entire thing. It's basically like me, Molyneux, and the Mises Institute are the only people who are willing to contradict these freaking animals. And when you're seeing what I've been seeing for quite a while is that they are vicious, dishonest people who will go out of their way to slander anybody who challenges them.
Right. That seems to be the case. And what happened was I think I've elevated trolling to a new level a few days ago when I kind of fired myself. A lot of these people don't know that I actually am a proprietor at truthvoice.com, which is a website I write for. So they were calling for me to get fired. So I posted a sort of a fake announcement that, my employment was terminated due to the article I authored. And I kind of proceeded on taking screenshots of their reactions, and it was just absolutely hilarious. And these are people that some of them call themselves journalists, and they were so happy that I got canned, supposedly, for writing this. It was incredible.
Wow, well, that's the market at work. Hey, Virgil, why do you feel you're qualified to write this article?
Well, I do have a penis. I think that's one thing that qualifies me. So I'm kind of writing from a male perspective, and then I call myself a libertarian, but I think these two things qualify me enough, and I have a very successful long marriage I'm in. We're very happy. My wife, appreciated the article. She loved it, and So I don't think I'm unqualified, but it's been a very interesting experience. And honestly, I think one reason that may have prompted this backlash is that I think the scope that I intended for the piece was for voluntarist circles. And once I started using the word libertarian, it kind of escaped that original scope somewhat. Yeah, and it got into, you know, out there being read by anyone and everyone who calls, you know, himself or herself a libertarian. So I think that's probably part of it.
What's next for TruthVoice.com?
Well, I mean, I rehired myself. I doubled my salary. And, you know, the plan is to continue to partner up with Cop Block and push out stories and focus on police brutality stuff. And that's about it.
Well, I'm glad that you put the piece out there, Virgil, and I haven't read Avon's piece that you were responding to, but like, I sort of took a look at her Facebook profile and realized, you know, she's putting out this rape culture nonsense and all of these things.
It's ridiculous
nonsense ideas, and people need to stand up to these people, man. I'm telling you that they have gone completely unimpeded. They are taking over this movement. We are wrestling it back from them, and they are furious, and they're fighting for their survival, and they're going to lose.
Right. That seems to be the case. And actually, I wonder what Derek Jay thinks about this. And Rich Bolte, what do you guys think? Does this piece make me a woman hater, a misogynist, or anything like that? What do you think?
Well, I haven't read the piece, but I can tell you this: the people who use the word feminist come in two different flavors. There are people who say, I'm a feminist because I believe that people should have equal rights, and there are female supremacists.
The two are indistinguishable, I'm sorry. You can't have equal rights for the genders because they are completely different animals, they serve completely different functions, and all this egalitarian nonsense needs to get flushed down the toilet and leave skid marks.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Where should rights be different between the genders? This is interesting.
They are going to, in the marketplace, they are going to achieve completely different outcomes, they are going to play completely different roles, and people are going to hire them and want to do business with them and be in different relationships with them,
right?
And things are going to be different based on their genders.
But
so,
that doesn't mean that they have different rights. They have exactly
the same
rights.
No. So I would tend to agree with you in the sense of that they have the exact same lack of authority to initiate force.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness are a pretty good statement of our rights.
Well,
they got all of them.
If their pursuit of happiness is to live life on the terms of being a man, well, then I'm sorry, you're not going
to
be happy. You're not going
to
be happy. It's not going to happen. You know, if you want to go into, be a bricklayer, and the bricklaying company doesn't want to hire you because you're abroad, well, then get used to it.
What do you think? 855-450-FREE. I want to thank you for the call tonight, Virgil.
Thank you.
Hang in there, you misogynist. This is Free Talk Live.
Do that to him as you hang up.
Yeah, I get the last word, so I can do that. Chris Cantwell, firing up the studio tonight. 855-450-FREE.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Derek J here in studio with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
And we're talking about bigotry, feminism, how to get libertarians to date you, and other things. But first, Pocket Power Plus. We use battery power on so many things these days, it's hard to keep track. Well, there's a new device that will help you keep your battery-powered devices up and running. It's a source of backup power, so small that you can put it in your pocket or glove box in the car. But it's so powerful that in some circumstances, it can actually jump start a car. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable technology called Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run electronic devices for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. It has a full accessory pack with most adapters that you'll need, including jumper cables. Best part? Free Talk Live listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And we return. We started off the show talking about the 420 rally that happened in Concord, New Hampshire, the state's capital, right on the State House lawn. In fact, on the very steps of the building, just inches away from the front door. You, Rich Paul, are the man who founded this event and helped kick it off again this year. You were telling us a little bit about what it was like. Go on. Were you giving speeches? Were there people selling brownies? What was going on there? Well, I wasn't able to attend.
There were several speeches going on. We showed up probably about 40 minutes before the event was scheduled to start, as is traditional. And actually, I made the Facebook event last year for 420, and this year I've made it for 320. To reflect that a lot of us do show up early and get a head start going.
Cool.
So we showed up, and first I just smoked out with a lot of the people I've been interacting with online. And then
I'm curious, like, what method you guys use? Were you passing around bongs here, or was this joints only?
Well, what I encourage people to do is to bring joints as much as possible, because if somebody's holding that and, say, the police did show up and decide they wanted to arrest people with weed, it's very easy to eat a joint, not so easy to eat a bowl. So... So I do suggest that people bring joints whenever possible, but some people who, I guess, didn't mind the risk of getting arrested or didn't expect the police to show up were out there with bowls.
What was the police presence like? Were they there?
The police presence was absence, the best kind of police presence.
Now, there was one state trooper did pull up just after 420, and he was just sitting in his car. He didn't come after us or anything, though.
Yeah, I didn't really consider him present at the rally, though he
right.
was present at the state house.
Yeah, like he wasn't standing around among the clouds of cannabis smoke.
No. We did have a couple of state reps out there.
Wow. Represent.
Yeah, Kyle Tasker was out there, Republican, and... I don't know the other name. The name of the other.
There are so many state reps in New Hampshire.
Do you remember who the other rep was?
I did not catch. The only rep that I noticed that was out there was Tasker, and I actually went. I was like, "Hey, you know, it's cool that you're out here. You're a state rep. You mind talking to me on camera?" And he looks at me with like bloodshot eyes. And says, I probably shouldn't be on camera right now.
You know,
I love Tasker.
He's great, and he's spoken to. The state government on behalf of this issue of the cannabis legalization, or more specifically, repeal of prohibition, perhaps I should say, Rich. Mm-hmm. This Kyle Tasker has really put himself out there. He even brought what appeared to be cannabis right to the state house while speaking to some of these state reps. So just an inspirational person, and it's one of those things that I really think is only happening in New Hampshire. I'm from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of cannabis activists who are working to end prohibition there, but I don't see state reps openly smoking pot in front of the place of their employ.
Well, outside New Hampshire, you don't see that many anarchists in the state house at all, so that might be part of it.
The New Hampshire legislature is like the most unique thing. It's so funny to me. I've been going there, and it caused me to rethink a lot of things that I sort of held pretty solidly for a long time, like the pointlessness of political action for a long time. I just said, hey, no point in even trying to negotiate with the terrorists. Don't go to the state house. Don't talk to your state reps. Don't vote. Don't participate in elections.
But why is that? Why did you hold that position?
I mean, it's something that it's sort of a dogma that goes around in ANCAP circles, right? It's,
yeah.
Why would you vote? Voting is violence. Voting just perpetuates faith in the system, this sort of thing, right?
Yeah, but that seems more theoretical.
You're asking for your freedom. You're begging your slave master. You know, this sort of thing is pitched around a lot.
People tell me I'm perpetuating the system by casting a vote. I'm like, look, if they told me you don't vote, we're going to shut it down, you wouldn't be able to get me near that voting booth. But they don't care if I vote or not. But some people do care to see the Libertarian vote total high. Some people do care to see that growing every year. And to say, hey, there are more people coming to agree with us over time. And I think that's, I think it's an important, statistically, if nothing else, to have a lot of people go out and place a vote for no more, and as a matter of fact, less government.
I would vote to repeal prohibition if that were on the table.
Absolutely, me too.
Certainly. I mean, I went up and testified on a bill just to decrim, right? I mean, just to reduce the penalties for it. I'm like, if I can, you know, participate in something to get some harm reduction in here, then let's do that. And it does look like that's going to pass. Marijuana decriminalization, it's not a repeal of the drug war or anything like that, but it is it's a harm reduction tactic that I do think is going to pass in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And there's all types of other things that I do think are going to pass that I've spoken at at the State House. And when I saw in New Hampshire, when I saw political activity actually making a difference, actually reducing the size and scope of government, people with real principles getting elected in this place, I said, well, I guess, you know, the information has changed. I've got to change my opinion.
So were you pleased with the overall outcome of the event, Rich? Prohibition hasn't ended, by the way.
I was very pleased. You know, we got into the Concord Monitor. More people know
we're
out there. They had, what's the new TV news station?
NH1.
And yeah, they were out there for a while filming. So, you know, we got a lot of exposure for the issue, and I very much enjoyed being out there. And let me tell you something about decriminalization. It's very near to my and dear to my heart, even though it's not full legalization, and here's why. I have suspended sentences. Those suspended sentences will not be imposed based on a civil infraction, or here they call it a violation, but they would be imposed if I got a misdemeanor pot conviction. So even the change of decriminalization of basic, of simple possession can keep prevent people from spending years in prison. If I'd been arrested today, I could have done up to 5.5 years if they'd decided, you know, for simple possession based on my my suspended sentences.
Well, there are many Americans out there who smoke cannabis on a regular basis, but they have to hide it because they're afraid of what would happen to them if they were caught by the government.
Yeah.
So I want to hear from those people. Our number is 855-450-FREE. When we return, Willie Nelson is getting in the pot game. Oh, he's been in the pot game for a long time, but now he's saying, you should buy my weed. We'll hear from that story at Rolling Stone. 855-450-FREE. Do you support prohibition? Do you think peaceful pot smokers belong in jail? Tell us why.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hiring a hitman. Gender inequality. Or just enjoying 420. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and it is toll-free. You can also Skype into the show by dialing lrn.fm, and you'll sound better that way. Hey, we've been talking a lot about cannabis, and boy, do I love to enjoy some cannabis at the end of the night, but you know what else I love? Is wine. I love a good glass of wine in the evening, and I've just had some terrific wine from Cameron Hughes. We did a taste test here at the Free Talk Live studios a couple of weeks ago, and then again this week, and had some Cabernet Sauvignon that was delicious, some Pinot Noir that blew me away, truly. And there is a special exclusive offer just for Free Talk Live listeners that you can get free shipping on wine. Now, shipping wine can be pretty expensive, as you can imagine.
Yeah, wine is heavy stuff.
But this is some of the highest quality wine from the best vineyards in the world shipped to you for a much reduced price because they are rebottled, slapped a new label on, says Cameron Hughes, and you get the reduced price.
Yeah, I had tried some of it in the studio here, and I forget exactly what I had, but I just had to remark that it tastes like a quality wine. Like, I am not usually a quality wine buyer, and I do enjoy me some wine, but I'm also a cheapskate. And so I go to the supermarket, and I get these boxes of wine, and, you know, and it's not the most highest of quality stuff, and the Cameron Hughes wine that I tried in here was delicious. And
Now it's going to change your life because you can get free shipping and up to 20% off. Here's how you do it. Go to chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter code FTL. That's code FTL as in Free Talk Live. chwine.com. Go to the microphone and enter Free Talk Live to get free shipping and 20% off. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing, and this offer won't last.
Of course it won't last. How can you ship wine for free? I had this guy on the show, and I'm like, you're going to go out of business. Don't do it.
It does sound crazy to me, but I have had some, and I want some more, so that's what I'll be doing. Let's get back into this story that I teased before the break. Willie Nelson, Why You Should Buy My Weed. This article from Rolling Stone published yesterday, 420.
I'll never smoke reefer with Willie again.
Smoking Willie Nelson's weed is a lifelong ambition of stoners everywhere, enjoyed only by a few lucky fans and friends like Snoop Dogg and Merle Haggard. Not anymore, though. On Monday, Nelson announced his own cannabis company, Willie's Reserve, which will bring Willie's weed to the masses. The product will be grown and sold. This is not a paid advertisement, by the way. This is just an article that I'm reading from Rolling Stone. It's starting to sound like one. The product will be grown and sold by local businesses in Colorado and Washington as more and more as state regulation allows. Rolling Stone recently caught up with Nelson on his bus backstage near San Antonio, Texas.
Use our code FTL to get free shipping.
One day. Wouldn't that be amazing? We should team up with Willie.
Oh,
if we can.
Definitely. Mark Edge needs to call this dude and sell him some advertising.
I'll make sure it's good or it won't be on sale, he says. There should be a menu, just like in restaurants, because there's so many different kinds of pot that do so many different things. It's a good idea to have everything labeled for what it does, what it don't do, and how powerful it is.
What is it? So what it does? Does it open jars? Does it climb ladders? Does it fix the clean gutters? What are you talking about?
The doors of perception, bro, if you do it right.
Can you elaborate for us, Rich? You're sort of a cannabis connoisseur. Could you tell us what are some of the different things that cannabis would do for those uninitiated?
Well, in my experience, it turns down or turns up the gain somewhat on my pattern recognition software. I think of my own brain like a computer program because I'm a programmer.
Okay.
But it, which causes me to recognize patterns I wouldn't otherwise recognize. Sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to Alex Jones.
Well, yeah. If you and that's what I was going to say is if you recognize patterns you wouldn't otherwise recognize, that can lead to paranoia. So you have to check your conclusions there. But it can also lead to flights of intuition that you might not have otherwise made. It's like my understanding of economics has really deepened from listening to different kinds of economics and just kind of relaxing and almost meditating on what I'm hearing.
Well, I think that Willie is talking about something a little different. I think he's sort of talking about, he says, it's a good idea to have everything labeled for what it does, what it don't do, and how powerful it is. He sort of sounds like he's sort of talking about the difference between beer, wine, and hard liquor, you know, where you would have the different strains, and these would each do different things. There's also sativas and indicas, and they have different effects as well. You don't want to be... Yeah.
Each strain is going to be a certain percentage sativa and a certain percentage indica. And so,
are these types of the cannabis plant?
It's types of plant, and I really don't know if they're, I guess they can't be different species because they can mate with each other.
But then there are different types as well, like within a sativa, there might be different kinds that I would compare to, like, different beer types. There's porters, there's stouts, and similarly, there's White Widow, or there's, you know, Afghan Kush. There's all these different types, and it's not that they're brand names. They're not particular brands that come from one particular source. They're strains. They're types. Like a porter is a darker beer, and a stout is as well.
When I hear him say IPA. What it do and what it don't do, I'm just picturing like infomercials where like normal everyday tasks look incredibly difficult, and all of a sudden you get Willie's weed, and they become really easy. You know?
Yeah. Are you bored at work? Nelson says the business will also include stores with menus of products and edibles. Quote, it fell together like evolution wants it to, Nelson says. It's just a matter of time in this country before it's legal. I feel like I bought so much, it's time to start selling it back.
he's trying to cover his expenses now. He's like, I gotta sell weed to make up for all this money I spend on it.
Oh, works come on, he's me. On tour. He's doing fine. You know, I heard that Willie Nelson, I don't know if it's in this article, but he allegedly smoked a cannabis on the White House rooftop while Carter was president. I don't know if that's true, but that's the story, so it goes.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall with Carter and Willie.
If only we had used them during the Carter administration.
I know, right? Or our little drone video cameras where you can zoom in on them. The singer said in a statement that Willie's reserve, quote, is an extension of my passion and appreciation for the many varieties and range of the plant's qualities. Some of the best master growers in America will collaborate to define quality standards so that fans can expect clean and consistent products. You know, that's really cool because there are plenty of growers out in the world, especially who are getting professional jobs out in California, Washington, Colorado, some of the places where it's more legal. And they're going to flock to things like Willie's Weed. I mean, isn't it obvious? It's like the Microsoft or the Google of weed. You would say, like, okay, I want to work for this company. They're going to be the best.
I don't know if I want to turn the weed dealer into Microsoft or Google. There'll be spyware in your bowl and all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah, Willie's not going to do that. Nelson has been an advocate for legalization and has been involved with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, for decades. Well, come on, Willie. Speed things up a little. You've been doing it for decades. He talks about cannabis legalization like it's an inevitability, and I disagree with him there. I mean, it's been going on for how many decades? And he talks about legalization. I made this point yesterday. I'm still waiting for alcohol prohibition to end. There are still restrictions on when I can buy alcohol from the store and who I can buy it from and what age I have to be. And all of these restrictions, you know, how does the government have the right to determine these things?
When we had Cameron Hughes on the show, he was discussing all of the lunatic things that he has to go through just to ship wine throughout this country.
I'm sure it's crazy.
We ship to 50 different countries called the United States. Like, every state has its own restrictions, what you can send, how much you can send. It's so ridiculous.
Well, then again, I would say that's better than the alternative of having the federal government impose those standards. It's better not to have government-imposed standards in the first place, but I would rather see federalism than in the sense of letting the states do it their own way than having the federal government impose one rule on all.
I don't entirely disagree with that, but if the federal government decide to forbade state governments from regulating liquor sales, I would get over that.
If they forbade it entirely and failed to do it themselves, then yes, I would say that's a win.
What do you think? When will alcohol prohibition end? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.